morning. Welcome to this EMP today, and this is also the day 29 of a journey through this land devotional. Let's start with a prayer. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to come as a family this morning. We want to invite the present Holy Spirit now to come. Lord, would you use me to speak of the truth that revealed to me today, as well as the grace that you wish to extend through your message today, Lord. We want to commit the rest of our session this morning unto your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's begin with the testimonial video from the One App. I don't know about you, but this is usually the first thing I start in the daily devotional. It's very encouraging to listen to these testimonies.
Today we're continuing our listening of Acts 16. Now this is a story of a slave girl who is demon-possessed that was following Paul around. There's something in her that sensed freedom. Paul, in the name of Jesus, casts the demon out. Now, this reminds me of something that happened in Africa. We use the Jesus film to evangelize and the audio Bible to plant churches. Now, in this case, the church was simply just a tree, and so you had 85-plus people gathered around under the shade listening. One day, and as they were listening, a demon-possessed man, insane, came towards the group. The elders tried to chase him off. He wouldn't leave, and they realized that he was listening. So he was naked, so they brought him forward and got him set down so he was covered, continuing their listening. And as they listened, they heard the story of the demoniac, where Jesus cast out the legion of demons. As he heard that story, the demoniac just started screaming and thrashing and laid as if dead. What happened was, as he heard the word of God, the demons were cast out. Later he awoke, they clothed him, and he was in his right mind. When they took him back to his village, the people said, "We know this is our man, but he's always been insane and possessed. What happened?" And they explained that as he listened to the word of God, Jesus had delivered him. So remember, in the name of Jesus, people can be delivered.
Amen. That's a lot of truth there, and that's very encouraging. In the name of Jesus, people can be delivered. So we're going to continue on with the book of reading from the book of Luke before we continue on the book of Acts chapter 16. So if you can open up the app for day 29, which is the 3rd of April today. So the Luke 12, these are accounts of Jesus' teachings, well, on his journey towards Jerusalem. Key one shared yesterday about do not worry, and there's a ongoing continuation of Jesus' teaching to his disciple. So Luke 12, we're looking at verses 35 to 59. We start with verse 35. And this is what Jesus said. "Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. And be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants." Verse 39. "But notice that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Peter said, "Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for all?" Verse 32. "And the Lord said, who then is the faithful and wise manager, whom his master will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions." Verse 35. "But if that servant says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him and an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. And that servant who knew his master's will but did not get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. And from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand the more. Verse 49. I came to cast fire on the earth, and with that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how great is my distress until it is accomplished. Do you think that I've come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on, in one house, there'll be five divided, three against two, two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you say at once, a shower is coming, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? And why do you not judge for yourself what is right? As you go with your accuser before the magistrate, make an effort to settle with him on the way, lest he drag you to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and the officer put you in prison. I tell you, you never get out until you have paid the very last penny. Amen. Okay, let's continue on to the book of Acts, chapter 16. This is an account of Paul's second missionary journey. Acts 16, verses 16 to 14. As we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had the spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune-telling. She followed Paul and us, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of gain was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them to the magistrate, they said, "These men are Jews, and they are disturbing our city. They advocate customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to accept or practice." Verse 22. The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrate tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering a jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bonds were unfastened. Verse 27. When a jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in. And trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then He brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once, he and his family. Verse 34. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them, and rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. But when it was day, the magistrate sent the police, saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrate have sent to let you go. Therefore come up now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned, men who are Roman citizens, and have thrown us into prison. And do they now throw us out secretly? No, let them come themselves and take us out." The police reported these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Roman citizens. So they came and apologized to them, and they took them out and asked them to leave the city. So they went out of prison and visited Lydia, and when they had seen the brothers, they encouraged them and departed. All right, let's continue on with the reading as well on the devotion for the day, on the app as well. Our Acts passage today is well known. We see Paul and Silas imprisoned, which is in verse 23. Their crime was to free a slave girl from an evil spirit. Her masters had lost the economic value of this girl and had Paul and Silas arrested, charged falsely, and put into prison. Perhaps most of us would have gotten so angry, would have been sulking in that prison cell. But verse 25 tells us that Paul and Silas prayed and sang, and what happened next was remarkable. We read in verse 26 that there was an earthquake. The prisoners could have escaped, and the jailer thought his life was over. However, his life was not over. Paul explained the gospel to him, and he was saved. The lesson for us today is to reflect on the way that we deal with the road bumps in our life. Sickness, failed relationships, disappointment, and persecution can all derail us. Let us follow Paul and Silas, and ultimately Christ's example of praising God in the storm, and focus on who will ultimately deliver us. Today, give your disappointments to God and praise Him for who He is, not simply for what He can do for us. If you can join me, let's pray together the corporate prayer in the app as well. Father, we pray for fathers in our city to rise to their tasks, that they might be present physically and mentally in their homes. Help our fathers to be encouragers and cheerleaders. Amen. As I was reading our devotion today, I was particularly struck by the passage we have just read from Luke 12. If I may bring you back to Luke 12, if you can go back to verses 51 to 53, please. 51 to 53. 51, I'll start at 51. "Do you think that I've come to give peace in the earth? I tell you, no, but rather division. For from now on, there'll be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. They'll be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against her mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." That's Luke 12, 51 to 53. Wow. I don't know about you. I don't know if it struck you as, that's not very nice, you know. This coming straight from Jesus, by the way. Just to be clear, Jesus is not encouraging disobedience to your parents, nor is he promoting conflicts at home. This is also not a proof text to justify any ill feelings you may have towards your mother-in-law. By the way, my mother-in-law was an amazing woman. She didn't come to know the Lord till about 1 month before she passed away. We're so grateful to God for her salvation. Now, why did I say Jesus is not endorsing conflicts at home? Well, check out the following few verses. Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Ephesians 6:4, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Oh boy, that speaks to me. Colossians 3:13, bear with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgive each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. The next one comes from Psalm 133, verse 1. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land that your Lord is giving you. Proverbs 20:20. If you insult your father or mother, your light will be snuffed out in total darkness. I can go on and on. There are lots of passages that Jesus talked about love and unity, the importance of love and unity at home. Now Luke 12, especially in verses 51 and 53, reminds me of a recent article I read in South China Morning Post. This article was published sometime in February 2019. And it featured a prominent Indian family here in Hong Kong. Now, staying together as a family is a core tenet of this family. So after the children get married, they don't move out. They stay in the same house. When the grandchildren get married, they don't move out. They stay in the same house. So as you can imagine, they probably have a pretty big house. Well, this house is more like a building complex with multiple apartments inside, with dining facilities, entertainment areas, etc. The building currently is home to over 90 residents, 90, about 50% of family members, that means 45 of them, and the other 50% are staff taking care of family members. Now, in this article, the patriarch of the family said, and I quote, "The most important part of the building, center of all activities is the temple. It is where all family members begin and end their day. As Hindus, they worship all kinds of God. In this temple, they even have idols of Buddha and other Chinese deities." Now, if you can imagine with me just a minute, this is not the real picture, but if you can just imagine with me, what happens if the eldest son of this family clan comes to faith in Christ? He has a powerful encounter with Holy Spirit, is saved by the grace of God. He then decides to pick up the cross and follow Christ. I imagine a few things would probably happen. He probably would not start or end his day worshiping in a temple at home. In fact, he would probably destroy all those idols place in his private apartment. He may even bring back turkey to celebrate Thanksgiving, even though the rest of his parents and siblings are vegetarian. And lo and behold, soon enough, his wife also comes to faith, followed by his two children. Now, do you think there will be conflicts in his house? Of course there will be. Now, Jesus doesn't give us the option to be part-time Christians and part-time whatever else. Jesus, who is without sin, had paid for the ransom for our sins on the cross. He wants to give us victorious and abundant life, free from sins and bondages. So the conflicts we have read in Luke 12 are not the primary objective of Jesus, but they certainly are possible consequences for those who want to follow Christ. In fact, there are even some conflicts in Jesus' own home during his time of ministry here on earth. His very own brothers did not believe him, even after he performed various miracles, such as turning water into wine. Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus walked on water, etc. Apostle John wrote of one particular incident in John chapter 7, verses 3 to 5. And he says here, Jesus' brothers, yeah, he has 4 brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. Jesus' brothers said to him, "Leave Galilee and go to Judea, so that the disciples there may see the works you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world." Verse 5, it continues, "For even his own brothers did not believe him." Wow, imagine that. Jesus' very own siblings here on earth were mocking him. They were mocking and making fun of Jesus. Of course, the good news is, we know his siblings eventually came to faith as well. They were with his disciples in upper room in Jerusalem after his resurrection and ascension, as written in Acts chapter 1, verse 14. So, if you are currently experiencing some kind of conflicts at home because of your faith, I have good news for you. The other passage we have read from the book of Acts today gives us this assurance of good news. In Acts 16:31, it says, "They replied," they refer to Paul and Silas, "believe in the Lord and you will be saved along with everyone in your household." So for those of us contending, stepping in a gap, praying for salvation of our family members, I encourage you to hang on to Acts 16:31. Personally, I'm so grateful to God that my family is safe, my wife and my son. However, I'm also contending for my mom's salvation, as well as for my siblings. If I may invite Marcus to lead us at a time of worship, and after worship, then we continue on with our community prayer.
Just what to do. God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom, you know just what to do. I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock, forever on my knees. I will love you. Thank you. look to you, I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you, you're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom, you know just what to do. I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever all my days, I will love you, God. I will love
Thanks, Marcus. Let's go. Let's come together now to pray for our community. Okay. Let's start to pray for members of our community. Stand a gap for those who are battling cancer and other illnesses. Let's continue on to those members of family or extended families in terms of other illnesses and their salvation as well. Also pray for our community, our members of the community who are battling as well different types of infirmities. Let's pray for those who are currently looking for new opportunities in terms of work, just pray for God's favor over them and God to open the right doors and close the wrong doors. Yeah, for our mission focus today, I want to remember China in particular. I'm sure many of you have read about what goes on in China right now. We need really to cover Pi Hun Su, Pi Ricky, and the families in particular in China. I just want to pray for our board of SP, in particular we'll lift up P-Sam, P-Nate, Sandro, Max, Jackie, Connie Chu, myself, Marcus, Sue, Kiwan, Sandeep, Monica. In particular, just pray for the fear of the Lord in our hearts. Pray for wisdom and pray for discernment in the especially areas of governance of the church. Okay, pray for our fellowship here at SP, pray for young adults, men's ministry, and women's ministry. Especially for, in terms of men's and women's ministry, pray for clear direction over the core team in terms of how to lead the ministry going forward. Let's also lift up to the Lord our SP 2.0, the building fund. Pray for opening the doors for contribution to come in. And certainly pray for the benefactor as well to step up and the division fund. Let's lift up also Alpha. Alpha had just had the retreat last weekend. There's another 5 more weeks to go before the completion of the season. Thanks to P. Chris ministered to us in Alpha last weekend. We had 6 new salvations and 4 rededication over the weekend. I just want to give all the praise and all the glory back to God. Let's also pray for house churches that are meeting tonight, in particular Blue Pool, Lion Rock, New Conduit, TST, Ventris. Pray for unity amongst house church leaders, house church leaders as well as hosts, because some of the hosts may not be house church leaders. Pray for unity amongst them and pray for a powerful encounter amongst house church members when they meet tonight, encounter with Holy Spirit tonight. Okay, so thank you for coming up today. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to come up this morning as we seek your face as well as your hand this morning, Lord. Lord, you know what's in our hearts already. You know what's in our hearts even before we come and seek you. We pray, Lord Jesus, that those of us in this room especially will have this powerful encounter, Holy Spirit. And as we pour out our hearts to you, Lord Jesus, we ask for your response. We ask for your reply to those prayer requests, especially when we step in a gap for members of our community, Lord Jesus. We just want to commit the rest of our prayer time unto your hands. In Jesus' name we pray.